Here is today's commentary on big role of funding sector in addressing climate challenges. I'm Dalot Pane. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke at the opening of the 15th International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA, assembly in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, on Sunday. The assembly, joined by delegates from 170 member countries, was themed Accelerating the Renewable Energy Transition, the Way Forward. One of the key points in addressing the UN Secretary General was the financial issue faced by developing countries. According to Antonio Guterres, loan capacity improvement for the Multilateral Development Bank, MBD, was needed to accelerate energy transition for developing countries. The 15th IRENA Assembly focused on tripling renewable energy capacity by 2030, with increased ambition in nationally determined contributions NDC 3.0, supporting the transition and harnessing innovative financial flows in developing countries. Financial challenges are usually arise as the world tries to move forward, considering the uneven quality of the economies of countries in the world. That is why the Climate Change Conference COP29 meeting in Baku, Azerbaijan last November focused discussions on efforts to increase climate finance. At that time, COP29 agreed on climate finance target of $300 billion per year for developing countries by 2025. At the COP29 meeting, Indonesia succeeded in obtaining a green funding agreement of €1.2 billion. The funds came from the Kreditan Slot for Wadarowo for the electricity sector. Indonesia itself was projected to need green financing of up to $281 billion. Despite financing sources might come from the private sector and cooperation between countries, the existing funding is still far from ideal. Another important issue in achieving the acceleration of the energy transition is the support of state regulations on climate change and the design of the energy transition from fossils to clean energy. However, the financing aspect is very urgent and requires international support, especially from large countries. The world wished that the first energy conference in 2025 could produce real results for efforts to maintain the Earth's temperature and improve the climate. Hopefully, the positive achievements at COP29 last November can be replicated so that the world does not lose hope in facing the climate challenges that are increasingly felt by everyone. That was commentary.